Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends, man, it's happening throughout. And we couldn't talk, you and I, on Tuesday. So I am reminded, you know, there is something that we had for a Tuesday. And that is the notion of spiritual instruction, what it is even all about. How much are we well-versed when it comes to spiritual instruction, which is the word, the guidance of the word, obedience and observance of the oracles of the word, living according to the statutes of the world, of the word, and being transformed and renewed by the word, and obedience growing more and more as we heed to the instructions of the Father. Their essence, their purpose, their need in our lives. What is this even all about? It is something that one asks much of the times. Now, I was able to speak to Barukia in Cape Town. And this is how the discussion went about. We started by greeting one another in the way that we always do greet one another. Mayahi! What comes to mind when we talk about this? The very notion, the very aspect of spiritual instruction.
Shalom. Shalom, 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 family. Shalom to you, my ach. Shalom to you, Professor Bui Sondezi. Hamukhole. Ba lelapa, the Radio Pulpit family, ke leboga go bona tshomo ya gompieno ke dumedisa ka leina la mopholosi le le maatla ya go shwana ga Mashiach wa Nazareth. Mayag, ke kopa go tshwaela mabapi le the topic that is at hand, e buang ka spiritual instructions. Regarding spiritual instruction, maybe guys, spiritual instruction is broad and it's a profound concept. And it can encompass dimensions of learning, growth, transformation within the spiritual or religious context.
Mm.
So, whereby I can say it involves maybe things like doctrinal teachings, foundations, belief, you know. It often begins with teaching the core beliefs and doctrines of faith and tradition. So this would include the understanding of the nature of the Most High, the purpose of life, and the destiny of the soul. So, now, this we may maybe find it when we do a scriptural study and looking maybe that is when we engage deeply, we can be able to learn about that. So you can say also in a spiritual component where Ronar Leba to as individuals, we can come learn to interpret and to apply teachings that we have read from the scripture in our daily lives. So it would be something that helps us with our moral and ethical development, you know, and it truly helps in helping us getting maybe an instruction to focus on developing or development, such as maybe the nine fruits of the spirit, which is love, patience, humility, forgiveness, and honesty. So these are the essential qualities the spiritual growth regarding their tokahala. So therefore, similar guidance, because then the direction is provided and we are able to make decisions that are aligned, you know, that are aligned to what the scripture teaches us. So maybe when we also look at maybe few scriptures, Psalm 32:8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. So we can be able to see for it, there is this particular direction which we need to be following. The Most High. So it helps us for it. Now we're being instructed. So follow our instructions. A visioner. Therefore, we have to follow his vision. We have to align to his vision. Not divisions. It's our own. Proverbs 3. Number 5, you are trust in Abba Yahuwah with all your heart and not lean on your own understanding. With all your ways and submit to him and he will make your path straight. So, again, a pattern is It's a little bit. If any of you lacks wisdom, you ask Elohim who generously gives without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So, kidilo tse re ka reng ra di lemoga kana ra di thuta tse leng gore le foko le re bontsha tsone gore ga re tsamaya mo tseleng e siameng kana re ithuta lefoko la gage re kgona go ungelwa ebile ga le gore re batla go tsamaya ka tsela ya teng. So ke sone se re ka se bitsang gore it's an instruction, a spiritual instruction e leng gore re tshwanetse re e tsamaye ebile gape re ka re go practice dilo tse di tshwanang le botlhapelo to worship, and we also learn how to engage in a meaningful way. So re ithuta dilo tse dintsi bo go tlhompana, meditation, whole lot of things, spiritual insight in general. So ke se nka reng ga ke simolola ke re no ke se re ithutang ka ga sone ga re bua ka spiritual instruction. Tuda and Shalom.
Tuda my up. Tuda. Spiritual instruction, very important there. These are some of the clippets we never played because it's either they were too low and all those kinds of things and stuff. But thank you so much for that. We really appreciate as to what is spiritual instruction. It's important to take note of that. I trust that the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We'll be back.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends. Man, it's happening. And some clips that we never played that much. You know, we record it and then we just put them on the side. There's so many footage that I've recorded which I've never played. You know, I've recorded and said, okay, this one I will save it for this program, this one for that program, and this one for that program. But for today, this Thursday, I just thought, okay, let me get some of the people who feature sometimes, you know, on the shows, but not on the Thursday. And let's get to hear what they say pertaining to some of the issues. Now, spiritual instruction comes to mind quite seriously so, I should say. And one tends to ask themselves as to how serious are we when it comes to spiritual instructions? Have we become those kinds of people who can say clearly, indeed, spiritual instruction is for us? Or have we gone on to become those people who say, no, spiritual instruction is not for us? It's not something that they teach in our church. They just teach us the church regulations. So I think we are fine with that. You know, as long as we keep the church regulations, these are according to the Bible, eh? So we are fine with that. Some people might be saying that. But let's get to the nitty-gritties. I was talking to Parukia in Cape Town about this. What comes to mind again, my Achi, when we touch on the base of spiritual instruction, what becomes the essence of spiritual instruction? Something that we need to consider quite well. And of course, at times, it is something that we take even for granted. What say you?
Shalom, my spiritual instruction. It aims also regarding at transforming individuals' consciousness.
Yeah.
Maybe also to say it leads to a deeper understanding of their true self and their relationship with the Supreme Most High. So, which means then one is awakened, one is enlightened, you know, and so we become in a state of awareness, or we transcend. So, which means then we can say as well, in this spiritual instruction, right, there can be also mentorship, discipleship, where there can be a teacher who guides or who offers advice or support, correction, maybe the accountability. So, serikasi uang hape, haribua ka dilutedi tonang lebo accountability. It shows kore we can be trusted. You know, we are obedient to the word, because we will do what we have learned from the word. And what the word does not want, we will remove, you know, like the tears, and to ensure that it is not what we do. So you could also have community fellowship as well, whereby we can learn as a group. I can say come as a community of believers to learn from each other, to share those experiences, and to support one another spiritual journey. So also recanale, maybe even a corporate worship, whereby Leone, it would be part of where we can say it has a community that would try to reinforce the teachings, and it would strengthen individual's connection, you know, to the larger spiritual community. So, for instance, what we are doing right now, you know, it is exactly what we are talking about. Hore, now, this spiritual instruction, someone is able to learn from the discussion, from the contributions, from the comments that will be brought forward, you know. So it just helps. And Matthew 6:33 says, we must seek first the kingdom of our Yahweh and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto us. So we can see that we are learning the importance of prioritizing the spiritual growth and trusting in Abba Yahuwah over worldly concerns. So, encouraged as believers to seek wisdom when we are facing also challenges. Scriptures like the book of Philippians chapter number 4, number 16, number 7, which will say that do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, presenting your request to Abba Yahuwah, and the peace of Abba Yahuwah, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Yahusha. So, we are learning and we are uplifted, you know, even spiritually. Tudah Rabbah and Shalom.
Tudah Rabbah and Shalom, my Ach. I really appreciate. Thank you so much. And of course, we are touching base this, the issue of spiritual instruction and its essence. And I hope in that you were able to learn some from these snippets as to what is spiritual instruction and the importance of it in our lives and the essence of us living in the instructions of the word of the Father. That is very important.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well. This is a beautiful Thursday, man. And of course, I hope you're taking it easy with family, enjoying and having a time to ponder on this. And in the first hour, I touched on with Pastor Green at some stage about the essence of salvation. And now I'm with Baruch Yah in Cape Town. And we are dwelling on the very essence, you know, of spiritual instruction, what this is even all about. And one should say spiritual instructions differ from church instructions. You know, when I say church, let me just put it clear. Denominational instructions are not necessarily spiritual instructions. The living word is the spiritual instruction that you and I need to take into consideration at all times. And I believe that if we do so, then we are on the right path to actually see ourselves being made right with the Father, growing more and more in His knowledge and in the power of His resurrection. It's very important that we take note of that, because if we don't, then we sever backwards. And that is where the problem is. And that is where things don't go quite right with us. Mayachi, let me bring this back to you. And the very notion and purpose of spiritual instruction, what comes to mind each and every time when you look into this? What can you say with regards to this, my Achi? Because much of the times people think also that spiritual instruction is actually church rules. They are denominational rules that they are given, and that is where it becomes wrong. What say you?
Fortune gape er santse na re le mo topic ya rona spiritual instruction selo sa dilotsedingwe tsereka di lepanyang le spiritual instruction ke fasting, because fasting is one of the common disciplines that is used in many faiths, and it involves voluntary refraining from food, kana maybe certain types of food, and gape for a period of time. So fasting can also be used as a form of focus on spiritual growth, prayer, and self-discipline. Now, we reka gopola ga re sheba Matthew chapter 17:21. Now, you had the disciples having or trying to cast out demons, and there was this person whom they failed to cast out the demon. So, yare. But this kind of a demon does not go out by prayer and by going without food, so you can pray better. So that is where fasting comes in as well. Rekasheba li buka ya Daniel chapter number 1, when they said, look, Habaluko Babele to say, no, we want to have a special kind of diet, you know. And when the Enoch came to look at them after 10 days, he found them to be more healthier than the guys, Baban Zeng Baja, Dijotsedi Ordinary, you know. So that we can see, Hore, it would really also help to uplift. So we could also look at maybe the act of service as well, because also it's another powerful way, spiritual instruction or spiritual practice, which would involve us volunteering our time, offering to help to those that are in need, or to perform small acts or random acts of kindness. So by serving others with a heart of love and humility, it helps to express our faith in action. So, and the scripture a whole lot of time would speak and teach us or instruct us to say, feed the hungry, that we must also look after the widows. So these are the instruction that we are being told, right? We are being told, and we need to carry out those kind of instructions to say, ahona rekatswa motlung ra khona gore every time harikeletsa even skaftini, right, retsa di sandwiches, we can also make two slices whereby we give to maybe the guy motseleng, you know, in order for them gore ba khone go ja. It's an instruction that one would have received. Isaiah 58:10, yare, feed the hungry and help those that are in trouble, then your light will shine out from the darkness, and the darkness around you will be as bright as noon. So we can see that there is that guidance that we receive continually from the Supreme Most High, giving you water when you are dry and restoring our strength. So it becomes something that is important. Point engwe engai bayang ke gore, maybe let's say we could also look at journal keeping. Journal keeping would be that we learn to write stuff down. You know, it can be either our thoughts, it can be prayers, it can be the experiences, what we learn. Reflecting on our spiritual journey can help us to notice the growth, the pattern in which we walk, and to be able to be aware of which areas where we need more, or we can focus our attention on. So it helps a lot in showing kana how kwala, because you could also be receiving visions whatsoever, and maybe 3 years later you could one could now remember, or oh, okay, that particular vision, this is what you are saying, because then it's only 3 years later that you start to okraya karabululo ya that vision. So yeah, kyaleboh tuda.
Tuda mayah, kyaleboh, thank you so much. I really appreciate, and spiritual instruction is what we are talking about. What's on your mind about this? You know, you can write some things down, you can share to a few people and say, okay, as we see the year really fast going towards an end, you know, what about spiritual instruction? If you reflect back, would you be able to say, I was indeed able to make my peace, you know, be the instructions of the Father? I had moved away from my own will into the will of the Father, and have allowed the Father to take precedence in deciding, guiding, ruling, reigning over my life, rather than myself making my own decisions and using my own liberty in a way that is carnal. You can even reflect with regards to that. You can share amongst yourself with other believers as to how you had gone with the instructions of the Father. Divine spiritual instructions, that is.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Coming to the final part, welcome to it. And what do we say finally? What do we say finally? It's better to live according to the instructions of the Father than to live a life of opulence and live a life that is without regard for the oracles of the Father, a life that is without the wisdom of the Father, the guidance of the Father. I'd rather not find myself in a life that makes me not to experience the love of the Father. I'd rather not find myself in a life that makes me to take license and lose the liberty from all wickedness. I'd rather find myself in a life of instruction, the instructions of the Father, instead of a life in which I will lose my soul and not even be able to regain it. And this is something we need to look into. It's important to look into this and to make conclusions that are right, instead of fooling ourselves and just going with the spirits of the moment. These can just be fleeting and passing away. Now, Mayaki, finally, what comes to mind with regards to spiritual instruction? What's your final say, and what is your final take?
Shalom, shalom, Mayak, again. Maybe my last point, and I drank the hard work of spiritual instruction. Maybe Solosiki Karini. Maybe when it comes to music, you know, it is also part of our spiritual instruction or spiritual practice, which can help, or which makes those that are artists to be receiving the word, to be receiving songs, and to start to write those songs, you know. It is part of the act of worship, simply experiencing the beauty of existing work. So the music can be able to elevate the spirit and to bring a deeper connection to the Supreme Most High, whereby Mama Maureen Sitsurira Sarona, our Anita Baker, the songstress, Tikimo to Okahale, Aratang, who opela. So you can see for it. And Utari, hey, Yazi, there's this song that came to my heart.
Yeah.
So it's that instruction that would encourage her to sing, and so which is a beautiful thing. So we'll have those that are also able to write these songs, to compose, and they fulfill. They can offer wisdom. They can offer support. They can offer directions, you know, in us navigating our spiritual path. And they can also help us to discern with regards to our spiritual experiences and suggest better practice that are able to resonate with us. So, Maach, ke leboga thata tle. Ke kopa go leboga le baretsi ba thulaganyo ya rona, mme gape le baretsi botlhe ba Radio Pulpit, go fitlha re ba re kopana mo bekeng e tlang. Shalom to you, shalom to Professor Bui and everyone who's contributed on the show. Halala,
thank you so much, Maach. It's been great, it's been wonderful. We talk again the coming week. May the Father be glorified. And of course, we give him all the glory, the majesty and the honor. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking time just to listen to this. And thank you for taking time just to ponder together with us on some of the footages that we have never played quite well. And it's important that we take heed to this. It is my prayer, therefore, that the Father help us, that we live according to his instructions. And from me, Ray, it's been great. We give the Father all the glory. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. In the name of his Son, Yahushai HaMashiach. By his Holy Spirit, he guides us into all truth. And I say, Tuda! Rabbah!
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.